We move to case number 5. Case number 4 will be decided on the briefs. Case number 5, New v. Barr.
Good morning.
So wait a minute till people.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Peng Chen.
Counsel, if you wait till people move in and out of the courtroom.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Peng Chen Ma on behalf of the petitioner. Your Honors, today we're here to ask this court to overturn the decision of the Board of Immigration Appeals and that of the Immigration Court, denying the petitioner's application for asylum. The denial of relief was based on some doubts in the minds of the immigration judge, but the doubts arose from certain discrepancies in the testimony of the petitioner at the merit hearing. But we ask this court to distinguish the issue of credibility and the issue of doubt, because in this kind of cases, the evidence rule, the burden of proof, does not require the petitioner to prove his case beyond a doubt. It is reasonable that there might be doubt, but we have to ask what kind of doubts are those are. In this case, the perceived discrepancies in the testimony of the petitioner were on his confusion on certain dates. I believe this court recognizes that as a matter of human nature, or the faculty, the limitation of the faculties of the human faculties, people tend to...
We use that language, counsel, in the Kojikeri opinion, which I think you rely upon pretty heavily. But the discrepancies here are far greater and on issues and events that are absolutely central to your client's claim of asylum. In Kojikeri, they dealt, in essence, with tangential issues and minor discrepancies in time.
But, Your Honor, we have to understand, the petitioner was testifying to facts and events that had occurred almost 10 years ago. And also, we have to understand, he was testifying to facts and events that were not supposed to have been part of his normal life. People tend to forget about circumstances around events that were not part of their human life.
Mr. Ma, I tend to agree with you on a part of your argument, okay? And that is with respect to some of the particulars of the church around Chicago and different aspects of the Catholic faith and what have you. I think your point's well taken there. But to go back to what Judge Hamilton is asking, some of these discrepancies here are in no way minor. Let me give you two examples and maybe you can address them. He testified to three different dates on which he was arrested in China, and those dates are not close to one another. Okay, that's point one. And point two is he testified that when the Chinese police arrested him in the past, and he was asked, what did they want to know from you? He said, not much, right, in his testimony. But the written application has a lot of detail in it, does it not? Including, they wanted to know so much that they actually physically, beat him. So we're not talking about minor points,
Your Honor,
or things that might just slip your mind. I can't remember if it was January or February.
Your Honor, we do not know what was in his mind when he testified to the dates, to the details of...
But we don't have to know what was in his mind, right? We have a record where we can compare the testimony with the written application, and we see, at least with the two examples, you know, I just gave you, we see pretty serious, pretty material differences.
But, Your Honor, the quality of a person's testimony sometimes depends on the personal experience, social experience of that individual, the educational level of that individual, and also the testimony in the during the testimony, the atmosphere of the testimony, and also we have to allow the witnesses to correct themselves during the testimony, and he effectively corrected his mistakes, and in the end we have a record showing that he confirmed this fact, he confirmed that fact, he just corrected that fact. In the end, we have a record of a straight record of the facts that qualifying him for relief. But in this case, it appears the judge just had some doubts. But for the doubts, we have to, in this kind of cases, we have to, mere doubts should not disqualify a petitioner or an applicant for relief. In this kind of cases, the petitioner, the individual, should be given the benefit of the doubt.
Are you saying that the immigration judge misapplied the law? Applied the wrong burden of proof? I don't see any evidence.
I think so.
I don't see any evidence of that.
Yeah, I think so. That's because the differences, the different people might perceive the facts differently. But the dates and also the judge had an issue with the corroborative evidence. For instance, the letter from his wife confirming what happened to him in China. And also, not only that, he had two letters from two individuals confirming the fact of his trouble in China. But the judge had issues with at least the two letters, saying that the letters were not detailed enough. We don't know, because of the letters from people abroad, how can we know what kind of the writing style of that person, as long as it confirms the fact of his past persecution, that's enough. We don't know, we don't have a witness to testify to what he says in his letter. And his wife, the judge also had an issue with the letter from his wife, saying that although this letter is detailed, but she did not talk about the time of his conversion to Christianity and that kind of thing. But at that time, they were not married yet. She was converted to the religion in South Korea.
Let me ask you a question about that, okay?
Yeah.
What does the record show regarding whether she made the... I know they weren't married. You've been clear on that point at
right.
the time. Okay. What does the record show, though, about whether she made the trip with him to South Korea? Did she go with him?
No. I don't
think that.
Is
that in the record, and if so, where?
Hmm?
Is that in the record?
No, I don't think she traveled with him to South Korea. They got married when she returned.
No,
from,
I know.
When he returned from South Korea.
Right.
So that it's not reasonable to require her to give details and what happened in South Korea while they were not married, while she was not with him at that time. But the detailed letter from his wife, the judge recognized that the weight of the letter, but simply because he did not give unrelated details, she disregarded the letter. The doubt in the mind of the immigration judge is not supported by the totality of the evidence in the record. Although, Your Honor, you mentioned that discrepancies are material. I don't believe so. I respectfully disagree with the characterization of the evidence in this record. And we ask this court to overturn the decision and give the petitioner the benefit of the doubt expressed by the immigration judge. Your Honor, if you don't have any further questions, I'm done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning. May it please the court, this is Dana Camilleri for the Attorney General. Liu failed to present a consistent timeline and narrative surrounding his supposed introduction to Christianity in South Korea, his single arrest in China, and his alleged practice of Christianity in the United States. These inconsistencies properly form the basis of adverse credibility determination. Moreover, when confronted with these material inconsistencies, he provided more inconsistent statements, contradicted his prior testimony, or he became completely unresponsive, as noted by the immigration judge and as evidenced by the merits hearing testimony. He also did not offer any plausible explanations for the changing of his narratives, the dates for these very important events. I think as the IJ noted in a footnote, it's hard to tell what happened whatsoever because every step of the way there are inconsistencies and contradictions. So accordingly, we ask that this court not disturb the adverse credibility determination.
Is there any realistic prospect of removal at this point? Is China taking removals from the United States at this point?
I believe that there are some. I'm not prepared to give you a firm answer on that. I apologize.
Judge Hamilton asked your adversary about the Kojikari case. Mm-hmm. And one difference that I want you just to react to is in Kojikari, the immigration judge in the court found some fault with this, was troubled by the fact that Kojikari there provided more detail in the live portion of the testimony than in the written application materials. It's the opposite here, correct? In other words, the application paperwork had various details. Now, to be sure, as you said, it turned out to be inconsistent with a lot of the parts of the testimony. But the testimony was quite scant, was it not?
In this case, yes. Compared to his written explanation.
Is that a distinction that you believe should matter?
Not necessarily. I think that there are a lot of easy distinctions between this case and Kojikari in terms of the timeline and how many dates he was off. And his explanation, which this court accepted in Kojikari, about his asylum application and his communication with his attorney, none of which is present in this case. I think that actually Santosh Bekov, which followed Kojikari, is more applicable to the current situation. Are there any other questions for me? Thank you. I'll rest on the briefs.
I got one quick question.
Sure.
Do you know whether the record shows his wife went with him to South Korea, or fiance or whatever they were?
The record's silent on that. I believe from his narrative that he was there alone. That's what it sounded like. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Thanks to both counsel, and the case is taken under advisement.